At Rad Radio, we practice both siderism. You know, we have the audacity not to mindlessly base our opinions on whether something is supported by one particular political party or another. Oh, this country is a mess. And now, back to the show.
We got this email, rad@radradio.com, from one of our 85 Heidis.
Hey, Heidi.
She's writing in about the special mixed pick sports show that we're doing today. It's usually at 10 a.m., but today it's at noon. It's 3 hours long.
Damn.
As Steve Mickelson and I go over yesterday's NFL draft and all the surprises, the winners, the losers, disappointments. Yes, we'll talk about the Niners pick, the Raiders pick, and more.
Raiders.
And so that'll be on Rad TV. And members.radradio.com. You can listen on the Rad Radio app, and in Sacramento, it'll be on 104.7 FM and 890 AM. This Heidi says, "Hey, Rob, since you and Steve have 3 hours with your sporty sports show today, will you be talking about the fashion of the draft picks? I loved the suit that Caleb Williams wore.
Oh.
However, many of them looked cute and dapper. I really doubt that Steve and I will be getting into it, but yes, it is a show up and show out event. Many of them had linings stitched into their sports coats with pictures of, like, in one case it was all of the players they idolize, or aww, another one was the friends and family and people, their mentors, stitched in the lining
that's
of their sports jacket. Thing
I like would that. Love to hear Steve Mickelson say the words cute and dapper during a sports show.
I doubt we'll get any of that coverage on the Mixed Pick Sports Show. Now, because that's at 10 a.m., or it's at noon today, that means Classic Rad moves to 10 a.m. from 10 to noon. We go back 8 years to 2016.
Whoa.
When a letter writer sends in an email to complain about a woman who was, so they're in the oil change place. You know how some people, you go to the quick place, you get it in a jiffy kind of thing.
Yeah, and you get all lubed up.
You just wait in the waiting room kind of thing. And you know, it's in there, you get the water cooler and other people around.
Free coffee.
It's quiet, you get free coffee.
Bad TV.
Yeah, maybe some stale cookies if there's any left. Kind of thing. Well, the whole reason this woman emails us is because everybody's sitting there minding their own business. They're on their phones, you know, doing work, or they're listening to something in their ears.
Yep.
Reading magazines if they're old as dawn, whatever. Except this one woman that she's writing about, who is loudly talking on her phone in this very small waiting room. And you can hear everything she says. And she ultimately asks the person she's calling to talk to Joey. And it's revealed very quickly that Joey is a dog. And she starts talking to the dog.
I do not remember.
Of course not. It's from 2016, for God's sakes.
This all sounds very new.
Somewhere in that 10 a.m. to noon window today in Classic Rad, that will come up. Again, that's on the Rad Radio app and also in Sacramento on 104.7 FM 890 AM. Producer Nick is here.
Yes!
He's been with us for most of the week. He'll join us tomorrow.
Oh, I love it.
That'll be his swan song for now.
Bye-bye.
Yes, tomorrow. I know tomorrow's Saturday. Don't email me, dummies. I'm very aware. We're doing a special Radderday show, which can only be heard or seen on Rad TV at members.radradio.com. We got this note from Robin.
Hey, Robin.
Says, I just want to say how amazing, warm, and happy the vibe has been with Nick there. Mm-hmm. I have been laughing nonstop and enjoying this so much.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Which is the perfect lead-in to Bonnie, who has... There's actually two parts to this. First up, she says, please don't roast me, as I'm not sure if this is true or not. But I believe I remember y'all saying the producer Nick had moved off to the Boston area with his wife. If so, my husband and I are traveling to the Boston area for a vacation later this year, and my question for Nick is there any place you would recommend us going to do, see, eat? This will be our first time on the East Coast.
There is an awesome Sbarro pizza. It's excellent. It's fantastic. You can find them all around the Boston area. It's amazing.
Now, you only lived in Boston for a short time.
A short time. We had some family health issues, so we relocated to North Carolina to take care of family.
Did you do any of the stuff you would do if you were... Did you even have time to do any of the stuff you would do if you were just visiting Boston?
So we were only there for a little over a year, and it was COVID. So half the things were shut down, but things eventually came back a little bit. And there's like, look, there's amazing Italian food in Boston, almost no good Mexican food. So it's, you know, just, but anyway, you lots of great Italian food. There's so many historical sites if you're into that kind of stuff. Aww. Go to the sporting events. Boston's one of the great sports towns in America, and that's what I'd recommend to start with.
Don't forget to get yourself some baked beans. They're on every street corner. And you might want to book yourself a tea party there by the river because, you know, they fill up quick.
Which Nick mentioned what where he is now, which he alluded to earlier this week on the sports show when he filled in and helped us out on the Mixed Picks sports show. And a few people wrote in. I just chose Alan's here. He said, hey, Nick said on the sports show that he now lives in North Carolina. well, why can't Nick just be on the show, the regular show, the rad show, every morning,
aww,
like Steve is on the Mixed Pick Sports Show, you know, whatever that's called, Zoom or whatever.
Pipe him in satellite. That would be cool.
Maybe we should work that out.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I love that.
I say yes.
Me too.
But I mean, look,
yay, me three.
We're 3 hours ahead on the East Coast. I mean, 9 a.m. is really early for me to wake up. So we gotta work something out with it.
See, this is the problem with it is I smell a demand for more compensation.
You handle the business side. Yeah, on the fun side, we say yes. But you know,
you'll just smell me through the monitor.
Ooh.
Okay. Look, it's always nice to have Nick around.
Yes.
I don't know, you know, seeing him in his home environment, you know, here he's kind of has to be focused.
Yeah.
And I just don't know what we would get day after day after day the longer it went out of Nick.
Well, at least here we know he's clothed and he's
right.
Not in his dungeon of a basement with brick walls behind him and various jars of bodily fluid, some more solid than others.
Yeah, the emails that Brandon and I receive at very strange times, you do the math for when Nick is emailing us and he's talking in the emails about drinking Chardonnay and not wearing any clothing. It's like, okay, the wife's out of town. We know that. And what else is going on?
Those messages seem to pop up after we get news alerts from missing people in North Carolina.
We did just play the pressure cooker, tried to give away tickets to see a Foreigner for the final day. Remember, the grand prize drawing comes up this morning during Bad Radio because of this three-hour sports show we're doing at noon. I will be stepping out at 9 a.m. Brandon will be taking over the Invisible Captain's chair and giving away the upgrade. So if you win Foreigner tickets, which you have two more chances, 8 and 9 a.m., you are in the final drawing this morning around 9:15-ish, give or take, to have those tickets upgraded to the front row. But no winner the first time had we had no hope for dude that called in to play the pressure cooker. He got through. He gave an answer every time.
He did.
He didn't pass once. At least he said names, said things. Got one right out of six, which brings us to Michelle, the pressure cooker calculator.
Yes.
Who keeps track of winners and losers based on gender of all of the pressure cookers since we started this in 2015. She says, here we are. It's my Friday off, so I get to provide you with an update about the morons, airheads, and general dummies who called in and played the pressure cooker. And what a banner report this will be.
Oh.
I get to celebrate a momentous, rare occurrence in the last 2 weeks of pressure cooker games. Yes, kids, we not only had one, but two people who accomplished the feat of ending up on the loseriest list of them all, the zero correct list.
Aww.
We call it the wall of shame around here. 2 days in a row last week, we had people get zero correct. In this case, both of them had six questions. They got zero right. So congratulations to Mason and Heather.
Oh, no.
You alls be dumb, right, it's Michelle. Woohoo for you.
Oh.
Mason did not know what IRS stands for, and that was asked on tax day. And Heather said pass three times.
Oh, yeah.
I really hope these two dolts are not procreating.
Oh, no.
Especially with each other.
Oh.
I should probably take a moment to explain to Mason and Heather that procreating means having sex and giving birth to a child or more than one. Now, Michelle also writes a very long paragraph, which I'm going to save for Monday at 6:30. That's the next time we play Win Rob's Change, in which she addresses the fact that she wrote the most recent Mega Bucket challenge for Win Rob's Change, and that a woman won it. And that's
Hell
the
yeah.
second time that Michelle has written the clues and that a woman has won, and that I suggested on the air, is this part of a woman being able to get into a woman's brain, which led it to a whole gender conversation, because and then Chris, the former Win Rob's Change as spreadsheeter, that's Chris with as a man. I said, what if he wrote the clues? Would a man win because we get into each other? But all of that, as I was talking it through on the air, made no sense because more women have won anyways on Win Rob's Change. I write everything that Michelle doesn't do.
So it fell apart.
But Michelle wants her time.
Okay.
So I will give her equal time on Monday at 6:30 when we're around the Win Rob's Change game. So she ends her email with, here they are, your statistics for the pressure cooker winners and losers by gender since the start of the game in 2015.
Come on, girls.
Love to. the men's all-time winning percentage is 40.83%.
Whoa!
That's pretty good.
You are going down.
You sure?
Dear God.
Yes.
Weren't you up at like 50 at some point?
We were never at 50.
Well, close.
We were at 45.
Oh wow! That's what a bunch of losers!
It's a rebuilding year.
So Good Lord, you ain't rebuilding anything.
Yes, we are.
You're destroying, I guess, then rebuild.
We're a work in progress. we're the Oakland A's.
Yeah.
We're biding our time until we get to Las Vegas. That's the analogy. We're not going to Las Vegas, but we're biding our time.
Yeah.
Over the night, we're stockpiling our wins. We're going to roll them out and steamroll the lady.
Don, you've seen these home makeover shows. You got to demolish before you rebuild. That's what we're doing. Right. It's just a little demo.
That was the lowest blow, the A's.
No. Because everybody knows that's what's going to happen. You just have to wait for them to come back because they're literally intentionally not spending money until they get to their moment. And then they'll open up the bank book. So it's fine.
Yeah, it's the moment will never happen.
And it will. See? See, this is why Dawn's not part of the sports show. She doesn't know how brilliant that analogy was. Right.
So if you're in the 40s and we're the Oakland A's, we're rebuilding, we're still in the major leagues. True. Unlike if you drop to the 30s where you go down into the lower league.
Well played. That's exactly
who
right.
Who decides because, that? Because did you just decide that right now?
If you're in the 40s and you still have a lead, a substantial lead statistically, that's a perfect analogy as well, Kyle.
And Kyle is a man, so yes, he can make that up on the fly.
So just to restart so that everybody has the right comparison, the men's all-time winning percentage for the pressure cooker is 40.83%.
Terrible.
The women's winning percentage is 35.
Hell yeah.
What are you ooing? 0.36%.
Minor league.
Rob, anybody. And Dawn. The Rob, anybody. And Dawn Show.